All right, so today we're taking a deep dive into something a little different.
Definitely different.
We're heading straight to Italy,
Yes.
but not to, like, you know, those picture-perfect restaurants you see in the travel magazines.
Yeah.
We're talking about Italian fast food,
Well,
the kind of place you duck into when you just need a quick bite,
absolutely.
but you still want, like, that authentic local experience.
Exactly.
And to guide us on this culinary adventure, we have, well,
An Italian fast food menu.
a real live
The real deal.
Italian fast food menu, yeah.
This is going to be fun.
So this isn't just about like satisfying a sudden pizza craving,
Yeah,
right?
no. This is more than that.
This is about
It's a deep dive, remember.
this is about really
This
understanding,
menu, it's like a secret code.
a secret code.
Yeah, that unlocks a whole different side of Italian food culture.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yes.
Where do we even begin to crack this code?
Let's start with the layout. The menu itself
Okay.
is divided into sections. You get your fast food, your
Yeah.
carne alla griglia.
What's carne alla
That
griglia?
means grilled meat.
Oh, okay.
Then you've got lahmacun pide. Those are Turkish flatbreads.
Okay.
Pigs.
Hansi, of course, yeah.
Hamburger.
Okay.
And even, look at this, per e bimbi
Per e bimbi.
for the kids.
Oh, per e bimbi.
Yeah, how cute is that?
I'm already learning new phrases. I'm also a little surprised to see Turkish dishes on an Italian menu.
See, that's interesting, right?
Yeah.
Because it shows you that Italian fast food,
Yeah.
it's not just this one-way street of like traditional dishes, you know.
Yeah.
It's been shaped by other cultures,
Right.
especially Turkish cuisine, which
Interesting.
tells us something about like migration,
Oh, great.
cultural exchange, and how those things actually show up in what people eat every day.
Wow. It's like a whole cultural tapestry
Exactly.
woven into the
The
food.
food, yeah.
So it's not just pizza and pasta.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And speaking of which,
Yeah.
the kebab selection on this menu,
Yeah,
huge.
really?
Sandwiches, plates, they even have kebab tacos. It's amazing.
Oh, wow.
They've really embraced it.
Okay, so the kebab enthusiast in me
Yeah.
is very curious now.
I bet.
Let's break it down.
Okay.
We got panini kebab, we've got piadine kebab, we've got pita turca, we've got
Hey,
pita greca.
hey.
That's a lot of choices.
And each choice, right,
Yeah.
tells you a little bit about this fusion that's happening in the cuisine, right?
Yeah.
You've got your Italian flatbreads like piadine
Right.
alongside the more, I guess, familiar pita.
Yeah.
Showcasing this like blend of culinary influences.
And don't even get me started on the fillings.
Oh, I know, right?
We've got your classic meats,
Ah.
but then I saw falafel,
Yeah.
and then the pita greca with feta, olives, arugula.
Oh, so good.
That sounds amazing.
It's like a perfect example of how a dish evolves as it travels.
Oh, interesting.
Right? So you take something like a pita greca. It's using Greek ingredients, right?
Right.
But it might be a uniquely Italian adaptation.
Ah, okay.
Subtly different from what you might find in Greece.
Right.
So food really is this living history of these interactions.
It's fascinating.
It
It's
is.
like each dish has a story to tell.
It does. It really does.
But it's not all just kebabs.
No, it's not.
There's more to this menu.
There's a lot more to explore.
I'm really curious about the fast food section.
Okay, yeah.
Is it just burgers and fries, Italian style?
Well, you've got burgers and fries, sure.
Okay.
You can actually get them as a combo with bibita e patatine.
What's bibita e patatine?
That's drinks and fries for just a couple euros more.
Oh, okay.
But it's the other options that are really interesting.
Yeah, like when I think of fast food, I kind of think, you know, predictable.
Right, same old, same old.
Yeah, but this menu, it's full of surprises.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So what else is in this fast food section that caught your eye?
Well, for starters, they've got panzerotini,
Panzerotini, okay.
which are these little, like, savory pastries, often filled with cheese and tomato.
Oh, yum.
Right. And then you've got your, mozzarella sticks.
Oh, okay.
Classic.
Yeah, a little taste of home, right?
Exactly. And I think that's smart.
Yeah.
They've got these global fast food trends, you know,
Yeah.
like your burgers, your mozzarella sticks,
Right. Okay.
but they're incorporating those local ingredients,
Yeah.
culinary traditions.
Like those panzerotini.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's cool.
It shows you that fast food doesn't have to mean sacrificing unique flavors
Right.
or cultural identity.
Okay, so we've got a pretty good handle on the categories.
Yeah, I think so.
But now I want to like really dig into some of these dishes.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
For instance, what exactly is shish kebab? So ish kebab,
Yeah.
that's your classic Turkish kebab
Okay.
where the meat is grilled on a skewer.
Okay.
And this menu, they offer different varieties
Okay.
using words like pufsola, which are like juicy lamb chops.
Okay. And kofta, which are seasoned meatballs.
Oh, seasoned meatballs. Okay.
The best kind.
Now, I've heard of Iskender kebab before.
Okay.
But I'm a little fuzzy on the details.
Okay, so picture this.
Yeah.
You've got these slices of tender kebab meat, right?
Okay.
Layered on top of pied bread.
Okay.
Drenched in this rich tomato sauce.
Oh, wow.
And then, for the grand finale,
yeah,
a dollop of tangy yogurt and a generous drizzle of melted butter.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
That's so good.
Okay.
So good.
Now, you mentioned pied again. That's
yeah.
The Turkish flatbread.
Turkish flatbread, yep.
It seems to be a recurring character on this menu.
It pops up a lot, and it pops up again
yeah.
in a section we haven't even gotten to yet. Lamakun pied.
Okay.
So lamakun, that's a thin, crispy flatbread.
Okay.
Typically topped with minced meat, vegetables, herbs.
Oh, nice.
While pied is more of that boat-shaped flatbread.
Right, right, right.
Can be filled with a variety of ingredients.
We're seeing a theme here. Lots of delicious bread.
Lots of bread.
And delicious fillings.
Our best.
Now, we've talked a lot about meat.
Yeah.
What about vegetarian options? Is it all falafel all the time?
Not at all. Actually,
okay.
The lamakun pied section has a pied vegetariana.
Okay.
Which features mozzarella and grilled vegetables on that tasty pied bread.
Mozzarella and grilled vegetables. Okay, that's a vegetarian option I can get behind.
Right.
I'm noticing, looking at this menu, there's a lot of choice involved.
Yeah, definitely.
You choose your bread for the kebab.
Right.
Your toppings for the pizzas, your sauces for dipping.
It's very customizable.
It's very customizable.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
You know, I think it reflects, like, a broader Italian appreciation for, like,
yeah.
tailoring the dining experience
yeah.
to individual preferences.
Interesting.
It's not just about what's on the menu.
Right.
It's about giving people the freedom to create a meal they'll actually really enjoy.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like they're saying, here's what we got, you know, make it your own.
Right.
And speaking of making it your own,
yeah.
there's one more section on this menu we haven't explored yet.
Okay.
The Puri Bimbi section for kids.
The kids menu.
What kind of culinary adventures await our younger diners?
Well, looks like they can choose a kids box.
Okay.
With either kebab or nuggets.
Okay.
It comes with the classic fries and a drink.
Of course.
But it also includes a sauce andy, a surprise.
Oh, a surprise. That's fun.
Gotta keep it exciting.
How cute. And then, of course, no kids menu would be complete without a pizza baby.
Of course not.
Where they can pick their favorite topping.
Gotta have it.
You know, as we've been going through this menu, I'm realizing this has really challenged my perception of, like,
yeah.
what Italian fast food is.
It really goes beyond, right?
Yeah.
Those stereotypes.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think of...
Like, what, even IS Italian food?
Yeah, exactly. Like, very traditional, like, comfort food.
Right, and that's part of it.
Yeah.
But this menu shows you this whole other side.
Totally.
This cuisine that is open to influences.
Yeah.
It's evolving.
Yeah.
It reflects, like, the multicultural reality of Italy today.
It really does. Like you said earlier, food is a living history.
Living history.
And this menu is telling a story.
It is.
Of cultural exchange.
Yeah.
Culinary fusion.
Absolutely.
Adaptation, yeah. It's fast food.
Yeah.
But it's also this, like, delicious reflection of a culture.
Delicious reflection, yeah.
That embraces tradition, but also innovation.
The best of both worlds.
Yeah, I love that. So, to our listeners, if you're planning a trip to Italy.
Yes.
Don't just stick to those, like, you know, well-trodden tourist paths.
Branch out.
Yeah.
Venture into a local fast food spot.
Yes.
Embrace the unfamiliar.
Yeah. You might discover your new favorite dish.
You never know.
And a whole new way to experience Italian culture.
Exactly.
I love it. It reminds me that the best culinary discoveries often come
yeah.
when we step outside our comfort zones.
100%.
Approach food with a sense of curiosity and adventure.
That's what it's all about.
I know. This deep dive has certainly made me hungry.
Mine too. I'm thinking about that pita greco we were talking about earlier.
Oh, now I am too.
So good.
Well, to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this delicious journey.
It was fun.
Into the heart of Italian fast food. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Ready to decode another corner of the world, one bite at a time.
One bite at a time.